podcast. We have now given Cody's work away, so if the podcast is messed up, don't yell at Cody.
It's not my fault. Cam, am I good to go here and start the machine? Yeah, just give me a thumbs up when we're ready.
Yeah, gotcha. Cody, how are you, my friend?
Good, good. Are we on? Good to be here. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Wednesday is behind us, and today is Thursday.
That's correct. It is
so that's good. And now we are able to be viewed. Periscope's on. Yeah, I'm doing good, John. It's a good day. It's a good day. Been doing a little working man.
Yeah.
Work this morning.
A little manual labor.
A little manual working man.
Go ahead. pop the top. Go ahead.
Nobody heard it.
You coughing makes it worse. Go ahead and
that's
pop
to that. Disguise the sound.
No, I get it.
You understand?
I'd rather you just pop it. And
oh, that's his trick. Yeah, I went to move some things this morning.
Okay.
Got a trailer loaded up.
You look a little fit. You look like your muscles are popping a little bit.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be sore.
Yeah.
I might be a little sore. I don't do a lot of manual labor.
I had it checked out.
So because of that, I'm probably going to be a little sore. I could feel my legs getting sore. I lifted like three things. But I do have experience in the field, I will say, because I've moved like seven times in the last 8 years, I think. And so because of that, I am used to moving things around. I was just helping Todd load up a trailer. And
how heavy is stuff we talking about?
There were a couple heavy things. We had to move this big box of pictures, like wall art, things like that. And then
I'm glad you were there to handle it, because I told Todd, like, hey.
You told him you'd help him?
Yeah, I was like, hey, if you need an extra hand or something, because, you know, he's been good to us. I was like, hey, if you need an extra hand, let me know. I even said I'd do it for
free.
Did
he let you know?
I didn't even do it for free of charge while I tell him, just out of appreciation. So I'm glad he didn't take me up on the offer. I hope you guys get it all handled.
We're getting close. Still got some people got to come get some tables out and things, but otherwise we're getting close.
Nice table.
I feel like I haven't helped him that much, though. I've been going in the mornings before the show, but I only have time to be there for like 2 hours because he tells me to get there at 9:30, so I help him for like 2 hours, and then I got to come do the show. But today I was late, so I was literally only there for like an hour.
What's he going to do, fire you?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. At this point, I think it's all good. So anyway.
So you've been up and at it early?
Yeah. Yeah, I have picked up on something. I think
the earlier
shows,
you get, the better the show goes.
I think the shows have been better this week.
Yeah, because you've been waking up early.
I do. Yeah.
Whenever you don't wake up and like come in here and like basically take the first hour off trying to get up to speed, it does help.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed that. It helps to not have to warm up for the first hour.
I've noticed that as well.
Yeah. I feel like we've done pretty good shows this week. So yeah, yesterday was good. Cam and I went and had lunch after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little dinner.
Okay.
Lunch, dinner.
How'd that go?
It's good.
Well, it was good. It was good, I think, for the most part. Although there might be a couple things we got to sort out, but it was good.
What does that mean?
Nothing to worry about. We had a couple of beers, a couple of whiskeys, a couple of entrees. You know, it was good.
It's a classic lunch. A
couple of things we're going to work out.
Classic lunch with the boys.
A couple of issues with the tab or something. No big deal. There was also a beautiful girl.
Go Poland.
Poland. At the
big
bar.
Big Poland fan.
When we got there, I ordered my shepherd's pie and
talking about soccer could come in handy, but it was coming in handy that day.
Oh yeah, Cam was hitting on this girl.
I was cheering for
Poland. He asked her where she's watching the game on Sunday twice. He asked her one time. He said, "Where are you watching the game on Sunday?"
She didn't answer.
And she didn't answer. So he asked her again.
She finally gave me something.
He asked her again.
It doesn't sound promising.
No, not at all. But okay. She did support, like, or appreciate our support of being on her side for Poland.
We were definitely rooting her on.
They got in.
She's so beautiful. I couldn't stop staring at her.
It does seem like, I don't know if there's a rule in Qatar, but it does seem like there's been an effort, at least by the cameramen, to only show the beautiful women at the soccer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I almost felt bad beating Iran because they showed some really beautiful Iranian women that I was like, you know what? They deserve happiness.
Yep, they did.
They deserve happiness. I felt a little bad about it.
That's what we decided about that Poland girl. She deserves some happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely did. Hope she's doing well.
Yeah, I'll see her Sunday.
Maybe she's listening to the show, you know? You never know.
She has canceled her plans. She has altered her plans.
She probably told me the wrong place on purpose. Yeah. I'm going to just show up.
It was getting pretty close. Cam kept asking her so many questions. It was getting pretty close to, I think, she was considering moving, actually. She's like, I need to leave this town. And this guy's following me. He knows where I'm going. Yeah.
I'm just trying to chat her up about soccer.
I don't think anybody made her uncomfortable. I think she appreciated us.
I was engaged, and I was over there talking about, like, tiebreakers and stuff. Like, somehow I was just pulling.
Feverishly Googling rules of tiebreakers.
Yeah,
did you know Mexico's about to get left out because of fair play? It's going to be the first time it's happened since the 50s.
We did learn that it would have come down to the yellow cards.
Yeah.
And
Mexico's a dirty team. It would have.
And so she kept talking about it. She's like, yeah, I got beef with Mexico. And they hate their fans. I was like, this is sounding a little aggressive how much you're being anti-Mexico right now. But
she was saying she hates the fans?
Yeah, she was like, I have a lot of beef with Mexico. I was like, okay.
Didn't she also already know all the stuff about the yellow cards, from what I remember? Like, because I think...
Oh, no, Cam was mansplaining to her?
Well,
no, I wasn't doing that. But
I don't think he was trying to mansplain, but I think she was very...
Did you and Cam pull the card of, well, we do sports radio?
No,
we didn't mention that once, actually. I don't think I even brought that up at all.
I didn't say much to her. Cam was doing most of the legwork.
I think the lady that was working there yesterday came up and started explaining the rules, and she was like going down the list, like telling her, and I was like, oh yeah, I think the next one's gonna, you know, something like that, and they're like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, that's the next rule decision, and it was a great old time cheering on Poland, you know.
Would have been really funny had Mexico gotten left out because of fair play, but they did not. They gave up a goal instead, the old-fashioned way.
Oh yeah,
can I tell you something? Way.
No, please don't.
Okay.
Oh, shout, Natalie.
You sure you don't want to know?
Sure, go ahead.
I ate 3 entrees there. I ate with Cam. And then after Cam left, I got some fish and chips.
They're good, aren't they?
And they were really good, but they didn't fill me up. They weren't filling. And I had a couple of beers, and I was drinking. And because of that, I kept getting hungry and hungrier. And I was like, I'm going to get another entree to go. So I ate 3 times. And like,
love to see you get 3 meals in a day. That's what they say. 3 square meals.
Then I went home and finished Sopranos again.
Gotta get that part of the personality back in there. Close out the day.
He's such a millennial. He gets on his phone. And he just can't.
Not living
he
in
can't
the moment.
Multitask.
I can 100% multitask. You and Cam are talking about you finishing the Sopranos and you eating 3 entrees. What do you mean to say about that? Let me call you a little piggy boy. Say I'm impressed. Ask how much
you
it was.
You need to start putting your phone away during the show.
You and Cam were talking.
We're trying to engage.
You and Cam were talking. You
were
talking
about
being.
We're trying to engage with you.
You
were talking
about.
There.
I mean, again, first of all, I didn't get invited.
Yes, you did.
I did not get
invited.
You
were pulling out of the parking lot, and I rolled the window down. I said, I think me and Cam are going to head over to the.
You rolled the window down. You and Cam were standing outside of your car. I was in my car pulling off.
Whatever. But
and you said you were
we're about to go over to.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that not imply that.
You said we're about to go and eat some Shepherd's Pie.
Are you going to be so. Does that not imply, hey, if you want to come with us, come with us?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you consider that an invite? I don't.
Hey, we're going to head over to.
Yeah. You want to come? Usually there's a.
That's what. Yeah. That's essentially what that means.
Essentially.
You want to come with
essentially.
Us?
Essentially. Okay.
Well, I kind of assumed you didn't want to come with us, you know?
I wouldn't have came. I had to go. I had to ruin my routine.
Usually, I wasn't going to bring this up, but usually now, every day when we leave the station, you walk right out and you just go.
I like to stick to my regiment. So
you go straight to the car. You used to hang around for a few
minutes. Yesterday
when
I got to the gym, my stomach was hurting, so that threw me off my routine, not to be too graphic, by about 15 minutes or so. Then leaving the gym, leaving the mall around like 5:10 p.m. put me really in 5 o'clock traffic.
Leaving the mall?
Well, I mean the mall area. The YMCA I go to is over near the mall, West Hills. So then when I come out, I go.
Oh, yeah. I used to play basketball there.
Yeah. So then I go.
I didn't know you went to that one.
Yeah. So then I try to get on the interstate at the mall, and my 10, like the 15 minutes, like. Usually I'm out by 4:55, and I can get on the interstate and beat the traffic. But like 5:10, it got really dicey. And you know that there's one particular spot in Knoxville that I think I may hate more than any. And it is.
Let me guess. High traffic?
Well, yeah.
And you're going west.
Well, it's not even high traffic. So no. Well,
Pellissippi exit?
No. I was getting ready to tell you. It's when I'm trying to get on the interstate at the mall turning left. So, like, if you're turning left, there's that tuxedo place, there's that water sports place, and then there's the four, you know, lanes. There's the two turn lanes and the two straight lanes and the right lane to go to the mall.
The Texas Roadhouse to the right?
No, you're too far. If you've gotten to Texas Roadhouse, you're too far.
You're talking about up one.
I'm talking about all the way back before you get to the mall. Yeah. Like, if you're coming about. From the south
towards
the mall. Oh, by
Stanton Optical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And it's every day. It's every day. These Schmohawks don't understand that you can use both turning lanes. They all line up on the second lane, essentially is what it is. And the far left lane is always completely empty. And I guess, like, half of them are thinking, hey, we got to turn right up here and go north. Or, you know, east, whichever way you want to phrase it. So we can't dare switch lanes within this, 500 feet.
They don't think they've got room.
And it just backs up and backs up and backs up. So yesterday I pulled a very aggressive move to cut across everybody. And I was so mad. But there's a whole lane wasted. And they do it every time. And then when you turn left to go and go southbound or westbound, depending whichever, you know, whichever interstate you're thinking about, they always back up on the far left lane rather than use both lanes to get on the interstate. And I just get so angry. That stretch of road makes me so angry every day. But yesterday, since I was 15 minutes later than usual, it was worse, and I was fuming, and I was just like, come on.
Have you considered carrying a gun?
No. No, I haven't. I haven't done that.
Shoot a couple of tires out, you know?
That would just make the issue worse. It'd be more traffic if that was the case.
Yeah, but you'd be through it.
Maybe.
I've always wanted to see somebody run over a spike strip. Like,
yeah.
You know, like in GTA or like, I guess they're real things, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have them in the car chases.
Yeah.
Like, how badly do you want to see it? Like, do you want to see somebody like going fast and hit it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every now and then, like at a garage or something, you'll go over something and it's like, don't put it in reverse. Yeah.
Don't back up.
I've
or
seen
you're...
somebody back up and flatten their tires, but that wasn't like a high speed spike strip.
Those I got a Twitter page aggressive. For you. They tweet out when there's car chases and sometimes they use the spike
Ooh,
strips.
Yeah. Yeah, send
it's
that
a good
to
time.
Us.
That used to make me so mad on GTA when you'd go over those spike strips. But then if you spawn the tank, it didn't matter. You could spawn the tank and it would just go right over them. Couldn't cut the tires down on the tank.
We are tanking our way through the opening segment here of Talk Sports live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, made with their unique brew pure process to deliver you only the finest flavors. Drink some White Claw Hard Seltzer. I got good news and bad news for you, Cody. Regarding Saturday.
Bad.
Well, I don't want to go to the bar and watch the soccer match anymore.
You know, that's okay, because to be honest, after I ended up going to the bar yesterday, and I kind of got my vibe vision that I was telling you about. All right. Now I don't really want to go either.
Okay. I was going to say we're going to have a party at my friend's house instead if you want to come, but...
Oh.
That was the good news. I was going to invite you there if you want to
party at your friend's house?
Yeah.
Is it a sleepover?
No, it's at 10 a.m., so like we won't have to stay that late.
Do I know the friend?
You met him. You watched football with us that one time.
Good friend?
You
is it someone I like, or is it one of
you
your...
You said they were fine. You liked them
one
enough?
One of your yoga pant boys.
You're not invited anymore. Stick with us to Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The college football is changing. It's changing sooner than it was supposed to. We'll dive into that next. Let's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The college football playoff is going to be expanding a year earlier than it was supposed to. It is now ready to go 2024. So not this upcoming season or, you know, I guess next season, but the one after that. Going to 12 teams. Your initial thoughts on that, Cody?
Well, it's just in time for us to not make it. We would be the last year in contention before they expand.
Well,
you know, and then don't make it.
It won't be expanded next year either.
You said 2024.
Yeah, it's 2022.
Oh, that's right. Okay, but
it's 2024/25. So
okay,
it's the 24 season, 25 playoffs.
I guess I was thinking maybe it was next year, but they meant 24 like January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they mean, they mean 24 January.
So it's not next year. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that makes me feel a little better, I guess.
By the time Nico's a sophomore?
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully we'll be in contention to at least be in the top 12.
Well, I mean, I think that's that's a fair expectation for us moving forward, right, is that we should at least be in contention for a top 12 playoff spot every year. Like, I feel like we should be, you know, there'll probably be 25 teams every year that think they can make it, and we should be one of those teams that think that, you know.
Yeah, we're 10-win Tennessee. I told you that the other day. Now that we are a 10-win program again, I have expectations.
Man, it really is tough that we're going to have to.
All you got to do is go 10-2, though.
Yeah, I know, but like, unless we think that Alabama's actually like slipping, like it's still going to be Alabama and Georgia every year.
Well, that's fine. Let's just be better than everybody else. We'll be 10-2.
That'd be nice.
That probably will get you in most years.
I think so. 10-2. I mean, if you've got 10 wins, you're going to be in the top 12. I don't see any scenario where you wouldn't in the SEC at 10-2.
Yeah, like right now, if we're looking at the playoff committee rankings right now, where do we see these? Let me go here.
I mean, Penn State, Clemson, Tennessee all have two losses. Yeah.
They're
10-2 teams.
Yeah, I mean, the only team that is 10-2 that is not in the top 12 is Tulane. But they would get in the way the playoffs are set up now because
group of five.
The best group of five would get in. So that would actually knock out, I guess, Washington, who is 12th right now. I guess is how that would work.
Is Washington 10-2?
They are 10-2. Utah's 9-3.
We'll see.
So maybe if Utah lost to USC, although I don't know how that's going to affect conference championship games, because if you're Utah, you'd probably rather be like, no, we're good. We don't want to play USC this weekend because we'd rather be 9-3 and ranked number 11th than potentially lose this game and fall out.
I think being in the SEC obviously benefits you. Like if you're 10-2 in the SEC and your name is Tennessee, I can't imagine you not being in the top 12.
10-2 for sure.
You might have to notch a couple of good wins there, but if you've got 10 wins, you're going to have a couple good wins.
Sure.
You're going to have beaten a ranked somebody. Kentucky, Florida, whoever you play in the West.
It seems like there is some – the schedule's out, and it does seem like there is now a transparent beef between college football and the NFL. College football is basically placating the NFL and not trying to go up against them when it comes to their scheduling of these playoff games, because the first round games are doing Friday and Saturday – the third week of December, they're going to try to go. They're going to have to go head to head. The NFL's not giving up that Saturday, and then like the semis, they would just say like, "Hey, we're going to punt that and go Thursday and Friday."
Jeez.
Rather than try to get into the Saturday, Sunday, Monday like playoff combination of where, you know, the NFL would be.
They're going to go Thursday and Friday
of January for their semifinal games.
You're talking about this year?
I'm talking about in 2024 and then they're expanding the playoffs. Yeah, that's what the conversation is.
Their semifinal games?
Correct.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, there are 12 teams. So you got
12 teams. There'll be an opening round where 12 through 5 play. They're going to play Friday and Saturday, the third week of December. And then the semifinals, the quarterfinals will be three games on New Year's Day and one on New Year's Eve probably.
Those will be the quarterfinals?
Yes.
Three games.
That's when there's
on
eight.
New Year's Day?
Yeah. There'll be eight teams, four games. And then the semifinals, the final four, if you will, they're going to do those on a Thursday and Friday to avoid going up against the NFL playoffs.
The following Thursday and Friday?
I don't think it's the following Thursday and Friday.
Because that would be a short turnaround.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing – well, yeah, no, they're not doing that. I think – do you have the date on that, Brett? Have you seen it? Or they are – moving that, I think, 2 weeks later. The championship
it's 2 weeks later.
Yeah, the championship scheduled to be like January 20th now, right? Like, it's.
I was just trying to see who of the top 12 right now, just looking at it.
Yeah, Tennessee would be in the top 12.
It looks like to me, Clemson's obviously in a championship game, LSU and Utah. Those are 10, 11, and 12.
And they're all playing this weekend.
They're all playing this weekend.
So they're pushing the schedule back.
Yeah,
it's going to be later January. So I see what you're saying now, and how they would go head to head with the NFL.
But it seems
don't want to go head to head with the NFL playoffs.
No, I know, but it seems wild to me they're doing a Thursday and Friday.
That also seems extreme. Not good. I mean,
but Ross Dellinger
had a
story.
Why couldn't you do them both on Friday night?
Well, I think you'd rather have it split up because you don't want to do a doubleheader on Friday night.
Like, why not?
Because when would you start? 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock? I mean, that's just late.
Yeah.
People work on Friday, and it's just that's 6. You're asking people to watch 7 hours of football on a Friday night. Like, that's not traditionally a good TV night, and that's just something that you usually try to avoid doing.
Thursday night seems weird for a semifinal game. I mean, Thursday, if it's not a holiday Thursday.
Yeah, but, like, to me, I would rather have one game I would rather not play on Thursday and Friday, like, in a perfect world, but, like, I would rather do that than a doubleheader on Friday. You can't do that.
I don't know why you couldn't.
When would you start them? 5 o'clock?
I mean, you're going to lose some of the West Coast audience, probably.
Well, in the East Coast, I mean, 5 o'clock on a Friday, people are, you know.
Well, not 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Or 7 and 10, probably.
7 and 10?
Yeah.
You want to start a –
well,
first of all, the games start –
they're not staggered. So
yeah, I was going to say, first of all, the games
– you need 4 hours.
Yeah.
So maybe – yeah, that wouldn't work. 6 and 10?
Yeah, you can't do that.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Can't do then that. Then the game would be going until 2 a.m. possibly.
But Ross Dellinger on Sports Illustrated, you know, wrote a story, and he highlights executives are fed up. It's the NFL versus the college football playoff. Quote, you're trying to minimize all the way the NFL will bleep you. The F word there.
Right.
Yeah.
Picked up on that one.
Yeah.
So what's your solution?
I mean, I don't really have one. It's just that the NFL's not working with college football, but it doesn't have to. Like, the NFL does this thing now, like, it's getting ready to start where they'll start taking over Saturdays. And then they'll put their, you know, sometimes, can they do what, triple headers now on Saturdays, some nights?
Yeah, they'll go from basically noon, 4, and then the nightcap.
Starting, I believe, in week 16 is usually when it is. So, right there on Christmas Eve. Well, this year that's Christmas Eve, so they're playing a whole bunch of games on Saturday this year.
Yeah. And I wouldn't expect the NFL to try to change its thing. I mean, because people love that divisional round. That's what you're talking about, right? That would be, or is that during wild card? No, that's during divisional round. The Saturday, Sunday for the NFL?
One of them would go on the wild card. They'd be going on a wild card weekend.
That's when the college semifinals, that would be wild card weekend?
Yeah. Because that's whenever the wild card weekend's whenever the NFL has 3 games on Saturday. Or is it 4? They have how many games now?
Well,
because they start spilling in on Monday night, too.
7 games now.
That's what I'm saying. So that would. There's 12, so that means there's 6 games because the two teams get a bye.
There's 3.
Yeah, they do a doubleheader on Saturday, a tripleheader on Sunday, and then a Monday night game, I think, is how it broke down last year.
Yeah, they did it a little different. They probably could adjust for college if they wanted to. I thought that was during the divisional rounds, and obviously you would never want to mess with that if you're the NFL
because
that's the perfect Saturday.
Yeah, divisional round's great.
But the wild card, maybe they could work with college football. The strategy for college football might have to be in the future to pull the season back a little, maybe start it earlier.
You think it's
very hot?
Yeah,
I
think it'd be too hot in the South to start early.
I mean, it's hot, but what's the other solution? I mean,
I don't
otherwise
think
you're going to go straight up against the NFL.
I don't think there really is one.
If it's a week earlier, though, the NFL playoffs are not going on. Could you not start it a week earlier? Just push everything back 1 week?
And then play on Saturday and Sunday? Is that what you're saying? Like, do your games then?
Do them Saturday.
Let's do them all Saturday. Well, the NFL plays on Saturdays, during the regular season. Now, I don't know if you would say that the college football playoff would beat a Week 18 NFL Saturday, you know, and if that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could go up more so against that than you could the NFL playoffs. But when does the NFL start playing Saturdays?
This year it's weird because the Saturday-Sunday is like holidays.
Christmas.
So Christmas and New Year. So they're not doing any Saturday games really this year. It doesn't seem. From what I could see, Week 18 is all Sunday, January 8th.
I feel like the NFL should try to work with them a little bit.
A full NFL Sunday,
but
on New Year's Day seems kind of tough. It's gonna be lethargic atmospheres there.
An NFL Sunday on New Year's Day.
Yeah, right there. After the years changed.
Yeah. Seems is that New Year's Day is a Sunday this year? So that happens sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. Once every 7 years, I think is how that works out.
Yeah.
I guess leap years might change that and make it sooner. I don't know.
You have any plans for New Year's? Yet?
Just to get a kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
From
it's
who?
December, isn't it?
It is December. Today is December 1st.
Oh, yeah, rent's due. I got to pay the rent.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
It's December again.
Try to scrap that together.
yesterday.
You shouldn't have ate three entrees yesterday. Yes,
I felt pretty fat because when you combine all that with the amount of beer, yeah, I was feeling pretty fat.
Is that why you're back to the hoodie today? Pretty little extra room.
Wearing the hoodie because it's cold.
I shouldn't have brought the cookies.
You shouldn't have brought the cookies. No, take the cookies back.
Yeah. I got to break into those cookies at some point. I might get through the first hour before I get to the cookies.
I was just trying to ingratiate myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew how to win me over.
I knew.
That's
he even brought
Billy.
Like,
you know Billy, don't you?
Yes.
That's what Billy did the first time he brought me a chicken sandwich to try to win me over. Or a chicken biscuit is what it was. Because he thought I didn't like him for some reason for like a month, I guess because I didn't speak to him.
And then Cody complained that the chicken biscuit was cold because it had been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
I will say even when I was away to make sure that you got all the cookies because I only eat chocolate chip and he brought, what was it, pecan?
You realize all the desserts and candy that's been in here are from me?
Really?
All those Reese's,
all those Whoppers you left in there were from me.
Yeah. He's been planting the seed for a long time.
Yeah.
Well,
the brownies, all that.
Really? It was all
good. Were they good though?
It was all good. Just one suggestion on the candy though. You
okay,
could have put
sorry.
A few more Reese's.
I did. Yeah.
Maybe clear out some of the Whoppers.
Maybe.
You ate the whole batch of them.
No, it had to be the morning guys eating some of them.
They actually didn't
Charlie.
Eat them. I brought Houston some stuff for his birthday. He didn't eat them.
I bet he snuck a couple
it
of them.
It was some pumpkin spice. I need to watch what I say, actually.
They're looking at maybe moving up, like you said, week zero becomes week one. So they are looking at maybe going up a week. And also conference championship games on Thanksgiving, apparently, is some of the things they are.
Conference championship on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
I don't know, man. Rivalry weekend being that Black Friday.
It's
Saturday
traditionally
combo,
what we like, you know.
It's kind of tough. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want...
I was looking at some of these TV numbers during the break to kind of figure out, to put into perspective just how much bigger the NFL has been. Ohio State, Michigan, you know, peaked at 20 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
It basically gets credit for averaging 17 million viewers on, you know, Big Noon Saturday. The Thanksgiving Day games, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, you know, was that the biggest game of the year? One of. I mean, it was two of your biggest programs head-to-head for a playoff spot, you know, a chance to go to the Big Ten championship. The Thanksgiving Day games, the New York Giants at Dallas, 42 million viewers. So 17 versus 42. It's crazy to me that, like, the NFL is that much more popular. Like, that much more? 42 to 17?
Yeah, people love the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
The Shield.
The Shield is great.
We worship the Shield.
I mean, even New England at Minnesota, you know, did 25 million.
We love the Shield.
We do. Green Bay at Philadelphia did 19.5 million. It's crazy to me.
If there's anything America's known for, it's football. Professional football.
College football Dallas and New York popular. Are your two biggest markets, though, right, for football? Does that make a difference?
New York and L.A.
I mean, L.A. would still be your second biggest market, right? I mean,
but you're talking
New York, L.A., Chicago.
First in division, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big game. But like I said, New England at Minnesota, which is two – I mean, Minnesota doesn't really move the needle from a national perspective. New England, of course, is a dynasty, or at least, you know, one of the premier, if not the premier franchise of the last 20 years, and it still did 20, you know, 25 million.
New York, LA, Chicago, and then maybe Dallas or Philly or Houston. Those three are usually.
Houston's the fourth biggest city, right? Mind Chicago?
I think it's either Dallas or Houston.
Okay.
Philly's right there, too.
Yeah.
Those three usually change. But New York, L.A., Chicago are always.
And I understand Dallas is, you know, I said that the Patriots might have been your premier franchise, but Dallas is your most popular franchise. And
oh, yeah.
And that's part of the reason why they didn't flex out their Sunday night game against the lowly Indianapolis Colts. And, like, it's maybe the best NFL weekend of the year, too. Like, when you actually look at the matchups, this is a really, really good week. Titans, Eagles. You got Jets, Vikings. Those are, you know, 7-4 versus 9-2. You have the Commanders and Giants. You have, you know, the Dolphins, 49ers is a great game. Chiefs, Bengals. Those are all really good matchups. And then Colts, Cowboys. We're still going to put them on Sunday Night Football because we want to watch the Cowboys.
Not me.
So I get that, you know, it's a huge brand, but again, $17 million, and that's the best you could do in college football. Like, second place this weekend in college football was 6.7 million viewers. Florida at Florida State on Friday night.
Jeez, I didn't even watch that one.
It was on whenever I was out gallivanting around. I went out to watch the Tennessee-Kansas basketball game, and that game was on as well.
What were you doing?
Gallivanting.
What does that involve?
You know. Depends on the day.
You know what gallivanting is.
I know what you were out there doing.
You know what gallivanting is.
Yeah. Just be sure and zip your pants up.
Yeah.
Did the gap used to be closer in the ratings, or has it changed?
Well, the NFL keeps
previous years.
Every time I see an NFL, like, say, like, they put a monster number together, it's always like largest and like third, you know, like largest ever. And so, I mean, I guess it's getting wider.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to attribute that to.
But also, like, you know, Ohio State, Michigan getting 20 million viewers is really, really good too.
Do you attribute it somewhat to college football? Maybe has been the last few years you've known who's going to be there every year, maybe because there's not as much parity as there is in the NFL.
I don't know what the reason that college football popularity has fallen some. Maybe Georgia, it is like you get tired of the same
Alabama
teams.
Dominance.
Yeah, maybe.
Although this year I think has been pretty fun in college football.
Is it? Could you say it's the SEC that has caused popularity nationwide to fall because the Pac-12 became kind of obsolete? The Big 12 kind of became obsolete?
It is just basically the Big 10 and the SEC now.
Yeah.
But that's always been where your ratings come from in college football.
Is that true? Because I feel like whenever USC was really good, they moved the needle. I mean, like, that was those teams were really, really good in, you know, the mid-2000s. Well, and I loved watching those teams. And, like, a Texas team being good is seems pretty important, too.
Well, I guarantee you that's just L.A. people being finicky with
that's
their,
fine.
You
know, like, well, they like winners,
but they're back this year. If I noticed the other day when I was watching USC Notre Dame, that stadium was full. So the LA people have come back for USC now.
I don't know if they have fully though.
I don't know and what the market looks like.
Like Caleb Williams is probably going to win the Heisman, and I don't know how many people have actually lined up to watch two USC games all year.
He's no Reggie Bush.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, compared to the star power they had in the mid-2000s, where they were the premier program.
It's not back to that.
And I don't, yeah.
That, but well, they got the right coach. I mean, they're on their way back to that.
You would think so.
I do think so when you look around the rest of the Pac-12. Like, I think Lincoln Riley can easily do what he did at Oklahoma and replicate that at USC.
I would
Very
say so.
Similar conferences in that those two programs with the right leadership should dominate.
And I would say that he will have his pick of the litter in the transfer portal when it comes to pretty much any players, too, to go to Southern California. Now, assuming they got, you know, their NIL, you know, program in place to make sure the players are getting paid. But, you know, with that offense and the way he gets players to the league, it gets them national awards. And
I've always looked at the NFL and college as opposites in urban versus rural areas, as in, like, the NFL's a city man's game and the college football is a country man's game.
Well, that's probably why it's got a lot more viewers too, though.
Yeah. Well, all the people live in the cities.
Well, I don't know how many people I don't know how many people in New York City are watching any college football games.
None. Well, I mean, there's a few, but,
sure,
you know, none compared to those who are watching the Giants.
I was talking about that yesterday with someone, just because, like, you know, Houston's number one in the country in basketball. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how it's crazy. Like, it's not really that crazy. Houston's
They've been very good the past
I mean, Houston's
year.
The biggest, or I mean, I guess at this point, the second biggest college town in the country, like L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Houston is a huge city, and
yep.
They should be good at basketball. They should be good at football.
People probably just think that.
They've been pretty good the last few years, too.
Well, yeah, no, they've
been
good, yeah.
They came out of nowhere. Like, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, they have a top 10 coach, and, like, they have a huge city, and, I mean, I imagine there's a lot of recruits there in that city.
There's an abundance of talent.
Yeah, yeah, like, they should be number one.
There's just people probably think of them as lower tier because of the conferences they've always been in.
Right, 100%.
But really, there's no reason they couldn't dominate.
Houston didn't get invited to the Big 12, right? They're not. Are they coming to the Big 12? What were the schools? BYU, Cincinnati? Was Houston?
It would make a lot of sense for Houston to be in the Big 12, but I don't know why
I think it was them, right?
I don't know.
SMU's going.
They brought SMU in. Surely they brought Houston in. Yeah, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. Okay.
Houston's a pretty good program, like in terms of basketball and football.
Well, them getting into the Big 12,
that's huge for them.
Probably going to make them a top 10 basketball program if they aren't already.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, how quickly football would get better, but you would think they would be really reaping the benefits of that as well.
You would think that,
but outside of that, like,
More basketball talent in Houston? Isn't it one of the biggest cities?
I would think so.
What are the biggest basketball talent areas? I feel like Houston's one of them.
Atlanta, there's Philadelphia, and L.A. Like, those are kind of the big ones.
Yeah.
I mean, New York City.
Chicago.
Well. Yeah, New York City and Chicago.
Basically the big cities.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, it's weird because those seem more like basketball cities than football cities, right? Like, not a lot of big-time football players come out of New York City or Chicago. Doesn't feel like, right?
I don't know. I think anywhere there's a population.
Well, I know, but like they just don't play the same amount of like high school football in New York
don't
City.
Most of the good Big Ten players probably come, a lot of them probably come from Chicago, like Chicago area maybe.
Like who? Like the linemen?
I don't know. Because it's weird because you really don't think of Chicago as like a talent-rich football area, but it's got to have – I mean, there's 10 million people there.
Yeah, a little bit. You know.
There's got to have. You don't think of New York that way either, but.
Let's see. I'm Googling the best 50 football players from Chicago.
Butkus.
This is from Chicago Tribune. He did show up on the Google search, but I don't know. What is this?
Dan Hampton.
A damn slideshow.
William the Refrigerator Perry.
You're just naming Bears.
Justin Fields.
Boo. Walter Payton.
All right, they're going back to the 60s. I don't want any white guys from the 60s. That's all it is. This is the worst thing ever. Chicago Tribune.
Brian Urlacher.
NFL players from Illinois high schools. There we go. Let's try this.
Who was that fat receiver that can't run routes, Kim? Who's that guy?
A fat receiver who couldn't run routes.
Yeah, he played for the Bears a couple
like
years ago.
Tight end.
He might not be.
Oh, you're talking about
Allen Robinson.
No, you're talking about White.
Allen Robinson. Right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Isn't he gotten fat?
I thought you were talking about the guy from West Virginia.
Devin White.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Devin White.
Oh no.
He's fast, but yeah, couldn't do anything else. He just could run fast.
Allen Robinson. They say he can't run routes. That's his biggest problem. And didn't he get a little fat?
He's on the Rams.
He's fat
now.
With the Rams now.
Little chubby boy.
Gams, you got something, Brett?
No, Allen Robinson out for the season, didn't he?
Oh, is he? I mean, I don't know. I'm
sure
all the Rams are out.
Yeah, he just got injured the past couple of
years. Yeah, I'm sure all the Rams are out for
out
the season now.
Because Van Jefferson skyrocketed.
Yeah, me either way, I wouldn't play any of those in fantasy down the stretch.
Do you think you could put together, if I gave you fat NFL players, guys who got fat,
Glenn Dorsey.
Theoretically, do you think you could beat the best college team? Do you think you could beat Georgia if I put you as head coach and you got guys who were 1 year out of the league, but they had all gotten fat? So you got like an offensive line.
Eddie Lacy.
Jamarcus
Russell.
Yeah. Guys like that. So
who would be your quarterback in this situation? Who's the quarterback?
Probably Jamarcus Russell.
Then no. No, we're probably not winning that game.
But these guys are all pros. You see what I'm saying? Except you get them all 1 year after they retire.
You mean all pros like they're really good or all pros like they were just
professionals? You can take the best players you want, but they have to have gotten fat 1 year after retirement, and you get them in that year.
How fat are you talking about?
They're just getting fat. They're Eddie Lacy. That's Cam gave a good example.
Well, he wasn't getting fat. He was already fat.
Okay, well, you get fat Eddie Lacy. Can you beat Georgia?
Probably not.
You don't think you can take an NFL roster and beat
Georgia?
It's
not an NFL roster anymore. Usually these guys are out of the league. They're not good anymore.
Do you think you could take an NFL roster, just a regular one, and you're the head coach? You've never been a head coach, but I'm putting you as head coach. Do you think you'd beat Georgia?
Do I have to like run the offense and the defense? You got to do everything. Coordinator. I don't have any position coaches.
No, you got to do it. But you have an NFL roster.
Easy money.
You think you can beat Georgia? I'll let you pick your quarterback, but he's bottom 15. Jared Goff is your quarterback.
I would rock with Goff.
I mean, assuming you aren't wiping all of their knowledge away, like you're not like Men in Black in these players,
no,
right? Like
the players they have their knowledge. How to play.
Then I'll be like, hey, you guys know what to do in your position groups. Go do some drills.
They still have no direction.
They don't need it to beat a college team. Every time,
the best
like,
college team?
Every time these hypotheticals come out, all the odds makers are like the worst NFL team would be favored like 30 over the best college team. I could coach a 30-point team to victory.
Mm-hmm. You think you'd cover the spread?
I don't think I could cover the spread.
I think it'd be a close game.
Yeah. If I knew the spread and that was my goal was to cover the spread, then maybe because I wouldn't take my foot off the gas. I just wouldn't take my foot off the gas. You know what I mean? Yeah. But if I'm trying to coach within the integrity of the game, then I don't know if we'd cover or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to run the clock out and be conservative and get to the finish line, which that's what's been happening a lot in the NFL. I was listening to a gambling show / analytical show, and they were talking about some of the ways to make money this year. And they were talking about how teams so far in the NFL this year have been taking their foot off the gas more than ever, kind of. Like
getting conservative?
Yeah, games have been the closest they've ever been. 106 one-score games through week 12. That's up 21 from last year at this time. 39 fourth-quarter comebacks. And teams that have been up at halftime, last year they scored 12.3 points per second half. This year they've scored 9.5, so like almost a full 3 points less. So like basically if you're gambling on Sundays, if you just take halftime lines for teams that are losing, chances are they're going to come back and make it tight.
That's
And like for the year, the teams that are down at halftime have a positive 1.9 point differential in the second half. So, like, they're making up 2 points a half.
They're almost saving the win second half.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you, that's where, because usually those spreads will be at halftime, you know. Huh.
I have noticed it's been close like that, but yeah, okay.
Teams have been tightening it up, and they say it's because, you know, teams are getting a lot more conservative than usual. Offenses are, you know, taking their foot off the gas. So, just something to keep an eye on. That's what I would do against Georgia if I was coaching an NFL roster. I would probably get beat in the second half, but we would dominate the first half. Kirby and the boys would probably make some second half adjustments, and I don't know if I'd be really ready to to counter that, so we try to run the clock out.
Just come out with a completely different offense in the first half, and they won't know what to do.
I just wonder how many plays the team could really use under your guidance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
the terminology would be. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You'd have to learn the verbiage.
There'd
like,
be some communication errors.
Yeah,
I think Georgia's talented enough that they would make some plays. I think it would be a close game
against the grown
with
man,
you as the head coach.
I still think it's just too
they're
much
kids,
of a
though,
talent.
Yeah. Like what NFL team you giving me? You said you're giving me any? Like I could pick like a mid-tier NFL team. Is that what you said? Or just the worst
mid-tier quarterback?
Bottom 15 QB.
So there's a bottom. But who's the rest of my team?
They're all fat.
No, you said I just had an NFL team at one point. So what?
You have no chance. They're all fat.
No, we're not doing fat.
Like you're talking about a corner trying to guard. Yeah.
Would that be closer if they were all fat?
What do you mean by fat? Like you
I
and
mean
me,
fat.
Or like just like
I mean they're fat.
You mean like Mac Jones fat? Like
you
got
look
a
at them
soft?
And you say he's fat.
Then no, they're not going to win. They're going to be too slow.
Okay, but they were NFL athletes the year before. So they still got muscle. They still got.
But
like,
they've gained what, 40 pounds?
Yes. You're. Okay.
Probably
I'll make it
hammies.
I give you your
hurt.
NFL team. I give you. All right. Who's the worst team in the NFL? The
Texans.
Texans. I give you the Texans, except every player on the Texans has gained 40 pounds.
But I can also upgrade
quarterback. Is
Brandon
Cooks still under a 5 second 40, or is he?
He's 40 pounds heavier. Whatever that, you know.
And you said I could upgrade quarterbacks to. I don't have to go out there with Davis Mills because I don't think we could beat Georgia with Davis Mills.
No, honestly, I'll give you Jared Goff.
A fat roster and Davis Mills were probably losing.
I'll give you Jared Goff.
Okay.
But 40 pounds heavier, Jared Goff.
He doesn't run anyway, so it'll be all right.
We could just run the ball.
Yeah.
And probably win.
Yeah, I think so.
You should be able to lean on him.
Run the ball.
You'll have the weight. Sounds like a bonus to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like my offensive line is now beefed up.
Yeah, we are going to lean on those boys and mix in the perfect play-action pass here and there. That's all you got to do.
What about that Georgia defense from last year? It had some pros on it.
You know who else?
I know they're young.
You know who else has pros on their defense? The Texans.
Yeah, but they're fat.
Yeah, but they still got pros on there.
They're in the way more now.
Yeah.
Every team in the NFL has pros
on it.
Yeah,
but you're the coach.
Every team on the NFL has a whole bunch of pros on it.
I'm trying to
get everybody on the team even.
You know what I mean?
Everybody on the team is pros.
It's a dumb hypothetical, but I'm just, I don't know.
If I'm playing George as an NFL coach, I put a hit out on McConkey, and he's dead within the first quarter.
Well, you're fat. Corner is not going to be able to catch him.
That's why we're sending somebody at him just off a rip. Just you're not even going to guard him. You're just going to hit him.
Were you thinking of Kelvin Benjamin?
Oh, I think he was thinking of Kelvin Benjamin.
When you talked about the fat wide receiver who couldn't really run routes, because Kelvin Benjamin was fat.
Kelvin got fat.
But I don't think he played with the Bears, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
He played at Florida State, didn't he?
Yeah, he was with the Panthers, and then he was with the Giants for a little bit.
He went to tight end because he got so much big as a receiver.
I do remember him getting fat. Yeah.
I didn't know if that's what you're thinking of. I never heard anybody describe Allen Robinson as fat, really.
Yeah. It's sad when guys get fat.
Amen.
Because, like, it's one thing to be a regular guy and be fat, but to have millions of dollars on the line, and then you get fat, and, like, that's the one thing you could control it. Just stop bending your elbow.
Well, that's what everyone says about James Harden, you know, in the offseason. Like, bro, like, and Luka, like, why are you coming in the season fat? Like, all you have to do is take care of yourself.
It's sad.
You got millions. Yeah, just relax.
It's one thing, like, back in the day when players came in fat from the offseason because they were, like, not world-class athletes.
Well, back in the day, they let you, like, smoke cigarettes on the sideline.
Right, yeah. But, like, in 2020 and beyond, there's no reason to come in fat.
I mean, Ed Lacy, he's the best example. Guy ate himself out of the league.
He wasn't very good when he wasn't fat either, I don't think.
There was some really bad, like, film footage, and they're like, yeah, here's the hole, and Eddie Lacy's, like, running in the complete opposite direction, and you're just like, what are you doing, man?
R.I.P.
The Fan Run live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out what people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game.